All right, Bob Keeshan, it is 6 minutes before 11 o'clock, 31 degrees. We have Chuck Lilligren and Roger Erickson on the go for CCO Real Radio from Hutchinson, Minnesota. And we are at the Hutch Cafe right now, Joyce Lamont.
This morning. Yes, and it sounds like you're having such fun. I envy you.
Oh, and this morning you should have seen you should have eaten the breakfast we had at the Tumans.
I can just imagine.
I think that by Thanksgiving I'll be ready to eat again.
Okay, we'll have a spread for you down here.
Yeah. So what's happening there?
Well, this is our Best Buy show in Vermont at WCCO Radio Minneapolis 55402.
Pretty music.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice music.
And here we are at the Hutch Cafe, Chuck Lilligren and Roger Erickson. You know, Jeannie Tooman brought me my WCCO cap they gave us this morning. Thank you. I was worried about that.
You're welcome.
They were worried about you, Roger, eating so long, and you ate so much you forgot your cap and everything. Jeannie just got done with dishes.
Jeannie is also a horse fancier. How many horses do you have, Jeannie?
Well, we own two. We have three at the farm.
Now, those paintings we saw, how much time do you spend painting?
I paint in the winter months and get material in the summer, taking snapshots and...
She probably didn't hear us mention that we did not get a picture when we left there, Roger, and probably got them out in the car. You brought them along.
I suppose, yeah. You have a number hanging around town here, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And do you have plans for showings or anything? I mean, Jeannie is one terrific artist. A lot of famous artists have come from Hutchinson, a guy by the name of Les Kuba, for instance.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a Tooman Parkway here someday.
Just like the
Kuba
like Park.
Yep.
Let's name it right now. Front, this street hereafter is named Jeannie Parkway.
This is WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hottolett. The Dow Jones Industrials stand at 1,012.59. Richard C. Hottolett, CBS News.
Roger Erickson, WCCO Radio, along with
Chuck Lilligren at WCCO Radio.
And we are in Hutchinson, Minnesota on Farm City Days. This is National Farm City Week to promote better understanding between city people and people who aren't in the city.
Well said, Roger.
Yes,
I don't think I could have said it better myself.
I have a way with words.
Yes, you do. You're a word merchant.
Let's start out, everybody, with that famous song.
We're real radio, WCCO.
Well,
we've had it sung maybe a little closer to the key, but never with more enthusiasm.
Well, I say thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, not everybody's a country boy. There are some who live in the city. I wonder if this guy is. Is he a city?
I don't know. Let's have him tell us who he is.
I'm Bob Peterson, the Rockite Silo Company here in town.
Okay,
that's pretty close to farm, you know.
Yeah, you bet it is.
Oh. Are you selling any silos these days?
Well, we were this summer.
Yeah? Is it a little tougher just right now? Or
yeah, it sure is. Yeah, the farm economy is tough, and I think everybody's got to think about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you hear everybody say that, but you wonder if something's going to happen. What needs to be done?
Well, we have to find some exports for our products. And we can't let this dairy price go down to 50 cents like they're talking about.
Boy, how are we going to stop that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess that's the way we vote.
Yeah. It's really...
We don't vote for 2 more years. What are we going to do in between?
Well, you know, we were talking to Doug Tooman about that, too, earlier. And actually, the Agriculture Commissioner and the USDA feels that that's one way to deal with a surplus. Of course, the real way to deal with a surplus is for all of us to get out and drink more milk and eat more dairy products. But Doug was saying that he doesn't think that's going to help the surplus at all. Matter of fact, just the opposite. What do you think?
It'll probably increase it. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody will add a cow or two.
I would think everybody I know that is on their expenses keep going up, and they have to meet the expenses, and they're just barely doing that now. They're going to have to make the money somewhere, so I figure they'll just add on more production.
We have to import less casein-type products, use dairy products, and export more grain products.
Now, okay, this is Farm City Day. We're supposed to understand all these different things. Now, what is casein?
It's a milk derivative that we import a lot of into the United States.
Why do we do that?
I think it's cheaper, maybe.
It's
cheaper because I think the foreign countries, the governments, subsidize this to a great degree.
Many of the European countries are heavily subsidized in dairy areas, as our country is not. And so our farmers feel that they're, in many areas, competing unfairly with these imports. If they can ship it all the way over here and use it cheaper than we can produce it here, then somebody's subsidizing somewhere because everything costs about the same.
And I think as individuals in the city, we have to buy real dairy products. When we buy pizzas, we have to make sure it's made with real cheese.
You betcha. I wouldn't do anything else.
That's right.
Yeah. I pulled too many of those things.
Cheese? Pizza?
No.
Oh!
Cheats.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Took me a long time before I found out that's how it was pronounced. But I, back when we used to pull them by hand, too.
13 after 11, by the way.
Only Dad made me do it always, especially hard the night after I'd been out late.
Well, you didn't stay out late.
Oh,
no. Did you really?
Well, sometimes 10, 11.
Yeah, that late, eh?
Yeah. Then Dad would say, anybody who is man enough to stay up that late is man enough to get up early. That's what he used to say.
I like Bob Murphy said these city folks are out there keeping them up 9:30 at night.
Hey, in just a minute, we'll check and see what the weather is going to be. By golly, that is a topic of discussion out here in Hutchinson. Talking this morning with the Tumans and others around the breakfast table and about how they need to get that ground good and frozen hard so they can get the equipment out there and get what is it mostly? I see Doug there now. Just come in.
Corn.
Most of the beans are in, huh? It's corn. And even the snow that fell this morning is a problem, that it's kind of an insulator there and keeps that mud underneath, and it'll be all that much harder to freeze. And actually, has there been a case where some corn has stayed out until spring?
Oh, yeah.
And what happens then? Does that affect the corn?
Well, yeah, you're going to lose some of the corn dropping and have problems.
A lot of it snaps off.
Some of those stalks might go down.
And if you try to go out and you can do it a little bit in the snow, I guess. You can harvest some in the snow.
Well, that's all time we have for the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, we were going to do that in a minute, weren't we?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is Farm City Day. Promote better understanding. I'm trying to understand. You know, I used to pick a lot of corn by hand, you see. I don't understand all these things like machines. We'll have that weather in just a minute.
Christmas time means love to share and gifts beneath the tree. Come and find your Christmas at the Dales. We help fill your special time with special memories. Come and find your Christmas at the Dales.
What would it be like to be a child in an oversized world of magical things? At Rosedale, you'll know when you enjoy a memory shared. A huge Christmas tree with wondrous scenes in its base. The Rose House, the dollhouse every little girl dreamed of. Blocks that tower like a mountain over Santa Claus in the center court. Become a child again and wonder at the recollections of days when the world was so big and you were so small. Christmas at Rosedale.
For years we've been proud to be part of your Christmas. Come and find your Christmas at the Dales.
Weather time now, and Bill Anderson. Bill?
Well, just...
How about that? Is it going to get cold enough?
We have a lot of good news, I think, for the folks that are trying to get out in the fields, but it might start out with a little bit of snow, but we're looking for the end of the week to turn good and cold with high temperatures right around that 20-degree mark, so we should get a good cheer for the folks who want the hard ground. The traveler's advisories that were in effect for east central Minnesota this morning have been dropped as the snow is ending from Duluth to Cambridge, but some light flurries are continuing around the region. Tonight we do have another chance of some snow blowing in from the southwest. We have a possibility of anywhere from half half an inch to a couple inches maybe on the ground. But that is the will occur right along the leading edge of a large mass of high pressure. That high pressure is going to come in and sit on us for a few days, and that means that low temperatures tonight will be down around 10 in much of the area, high temperatures tomorrow just in the upper teens, and it looks as though that very cold weather will stay with us right through at least Thanksgiving Day, probably Friday as well. So if we can just get by having a little bit of snow on the ground will be getting firmer right through the end of the week. We are getting into a winter-type pattern. Our forecast then for the Twin Cities metro area and for all of southern Minnesota is for cloudy skies this afternoon. A chance of some light snow developing late in the afternoon with highs in the low 30s. Then we'll have continued cloudy skies. Snow is likely tonight with that small accumulation possible. Lows around 11 above in the Twin Cities, a little bit lower, single digits in the outlying regions. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow. Look for highs about 18 degrees. Winds northwest 5 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon and tonight. Not a lot of wind. I don't think we'll have any problems with blowing or drifting by tomorrow morning. Just a little bit of snow dusting the area. That chance of snow is 40% late this afternoon, up to 60% for tonight. Then the extended outlook for Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy and continued cold. Right now, Brainerd has light snow and 20, Rochester partly sunny and 38. In the battle of Scandinavian capitals, Oslo and Stockholm tying at a cloudy 43, and Copenhagen winning out, of course, cloudy and 44. Twin Cities, wind northwest at 12 miles per hour under those cloudy skies. Steady barometer, 81% humidity, and we remain at 31 degrees.
Tom Thumb stores are featuring a dozen brown and serve rolls, only 59 cents. Available now at your nearby Tom Thumb store. Open Thanksgiving Day for your convenience.
I got in the way. 18 minutes after 11 is 31 degrees Twin Cities on this Monday, the 22nd of November, Farm City Days. It was interesting to talk to Bob Peterson of the Rockite Silo Company because Bob is a city businessman, but he's so definitely connected with agribusiness that he's as concerned about the farmers as they are, I'm sure. I'm here with Rog Erickson, and we have lots of good things for you. And Joyce Lamont, they've been asking about you here in Hutch. They want to say hello to you anyway.
What?
Hi. I just wanted Joyce to say hello, you see.
Oh,
to the folks in Hutchinson.
Hi.
Hi.
To the folks
there
in Hutchinson.
Wait
a minute now.
Say that louder so everybody can say hi back.
This oh, hi, everybody
hi.
In Hutch.
Hi, Joyce.
I was down there, most delightful time for your summer celebration a few years ago, and I just fell in love with that little city. I love it. And here we have some special events, by the way. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas around the Twin Cities, and I'm sure in Hutchinson, too. In Wayzata, the annual Christmas open house will be held Friday and Saturday. That will begin with a tree lighting ceremony at 6 o'clock Friday evening at the Wayzata Depot, and there'll be cider and cookies and carolers there, and festivities will continue all day Saturday. And then in St. Paul, stores along Grand Avenue will have their annual Grand Meander Sunday afternoon, noon until 5. All the stores will have open house, special features too, and there'll be music and food and entertainment and prize drawings along Grand Avenue on Sunday afternoon. The Minnesota Zoo in Apple Valley is going to have its first annual teddy bear picnic on Friday. Everyone with a teddy bear will be admitted free beginning at 9:30. Bring the teddy bear along. There's going to be special games and contests and prizes throughout the day, sponsored by Cub Foods, which will donate 50 cents per visitor to the new year-round children's zoo. The Minnesota Zoo in Apple Valley, the teddy bear picnic on Friday beginning at 9:30 in the morning. And the annual chrysanthemum show will continue through December 5th at the Como Park Conservatory in St. Paul, which is open daily from 10 till 6. The show features 5,000 mums, more than 85 varieties, and this week there is a special exhibition of traditional Japanese flower arrangements. There is a nominal admission charge for this show only at the conservatory. Children and seniors, 25 cents, and others, 50 cents. And this is Joyce Lamont for Banks, where the big news this week is the opening of a new store in Burnsville, also the biggest sale of the year on Friday. The day after Thanksgiving, there'll be great values in toys and perfumes, clothing for the family, and designer down coats for women. Those at Banks New Hope and the main store in Minneapolis, and at Banks in Burnsville, where the new store in Burnside Plaza has its grand opening Friday, there'll be great values in clothes and electronics and fine furniture. All three bank stores open Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, Joyce, thank you very much. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock from Hutchinson, Minnesota, the home of the great agri Mission Hall.
We have the author of All Creatures Great and Small, James Herriot, here.
We almost do, at least. We have a veterinarian.
A veterinary. Veterinary. Yeah.
Virge Boyd, how you doing, Virge?
Very good. Thank you very much, Roger and Chuck, for the privilege of being on the air with you today. And it's been a thoroughly enjoyable morning associating with you and WCCO.
Say, are you a big and small animal veterinarian?
Yes, I am. And our practice is called the Crow River Veterinary Clinic here in Hutchinson, and we are a mixed practice, dairy, swine, large animals in general, and also small animals, pets.
Seriously, those who have read All Creatures Great and Small, is it like that for a kind of a full-service veterinary practice?
Well, those were some wonderful books that Dr. Herriot wrote, and he portrayed the veterinary profession very well. The thing about it was they were written 40 years ago, but yet the human interest element that was associated with his stories is still present with us today, even though agriculture has become much more complicated and more involved.
Really has. Virg, you've been awfully busy helping us around here today, helping us get things lined up. I want to thank you for that, for sure. But you're talking about a large animal practice. You know, you're about the only guys that still make house calls.
You're right on that one. And we make lots of them 24 hours a day.
Pretty hard to bring the patient to you.
That's right. Though in the practices, particularly west of us, when you get into North and South Dakota, they do have a lot of inpatient service, and the ranchers do bring the animals into the clinic.
I'm going to maybe answer the own question, but aside from, say, breeding problems and getting animals settled or delivered safely, what's the biggest call you get as a veterinarian for large animals?
I would say that it's more than likely evolves around preventive medicine, where we go out on a farm and discuss prevention techniques with the farmer to avoid some of the problems that he has seen in the past.
Is there a big change in the olden days, or not too many years ago, where some surgical procedures might be necessary and expensive, where it just didn't pay, for instance, to operate on a cow if it was going to cost you a couple hundred dollars to get the job done? You're talking about a different value animal now, aren't you?
You sure are, and the value of a dairy cow has increased so much over the years that it has become much more profitable to do some of the surgeries, and, of course, this makes our job so much more interesting also.
So we have just one quick minute here. What's the agribition?
Okay, that's one of the things that makes being a veterinarian in the Hutchinson area so enjoyable. As a group of farmers that got together and visualized the dream to build an agribition center here in the city of Hutchinson to show and sell their cattle.
Agriculture exhibition, agribition.
That's right. And it has turned out to be a real wonderful asset to our community.
They built it on their own. No city money involved?
That's right. In fact, Doug Tooman, whose farm we were at this morning, was one of the major innovators of the idea, along with Clem McIntoon, the first president of the Livestock Exhibitors Association here in McLeod County.
I'd like to invite you to come and see it's a great hall, and it's a good place for livestock activity. And already it's coming up on 25 minutes past 11 o'clock. You realize that?
We're going to go to CBS on the Howard Biken Show right now.
Yes.
Yeah. The other day I saw a nursery school class crossing a street in front of me. Each child had a great big card pinned to his or her back. I hurried along to read what they said and read, "If I get lost, I belong too," and this was followed by the name and the address and the telephone number of the school. I felt a wave of pleasure, for these children might get lost, but they'd always be found. I'm Edel LeShan, and this is Getting Along on the CBS Radio Network. I was so happy for those children because I live with a permanent ache for the millions of lost children who are never found. What was so wonderful about that little class was that if they got lost, somebody would want them back. There is absolutely nothing that matters more in the life of a child. It sounds so simple, but it's not. More on the lost and the found of childhood in 1 minute.
some banks and companies are getting ready for big trouble. According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, new rules for tax withholding on interest and dividend income may not apply to all accounts, and this could cause confusion and ill will among savers and stockholders. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that can help keep you informed of everything happening anywhere in business that could affect your future and your company's future. Other Journal articles reveal why tax-exempt mutual funds may be a good investment for you, how Europe's social security systems are beginning to pay the price for excess generosity, and how the recession is hitting some big executives right in the paycheck. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 6 months of the Journal for $47. That's $47 for 6 months of the Journal, just 37 cents a day. So, if you're serious about business, put the Wall Street Journal to work for you. Call toll-free in the continental U.S. 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600. Except Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
How do you feel about kids? If you're in your 20s, you may wonder from time to time if you will ever want to have any. It costs such a terrible lot to raise a child, and there seems so little room in the modern world for children. Life seems dangerous, tense, frenetic, crowded. If you're in your 30s, the issue becomes sharper. Career and kids, one or the other. Will you be missing something if you opt for childlessness? People in their 40s and early 50s mostly have some children, and chances are that the nature of life in today's world has made them pretty nervous as parents. Will their adolescents get involved in the drug scene? Will a child get ripped off in the locker room or mugged riding a bike in the park? How in the world to find money for college when a year's tuition may be half a family's income? Older people seem to run to extremes, from doting grandparents to people who move as far away from children as they can possibly get and savor every moment of the peace and quiet. But whatever our age, how many of us ever think about children as being an endangered species? How many of us think about kids as being the only future the human race can have? Until the 20th century, the greatest treasure a family could have, rich or poor, were living children. So many died early. So many were needed to help a family to survive in the fields and in the factories. Children were an economic asset. Now, do we care enough about children to avoid extinction? It's a serious and pertinent question. About 15 years ago, U Thant, then Secretary General of the United Nations, said we had 10 years in which to stop the arms race, deal with pollution of the planet, and find some way to control the exploding population. If he was right, we are already behind schedule. Our children may be lost and never found. We need to think about lost and found labels to pin on all the world's children. This is Edel LeShann on the CBS Radio Network.
You know, it's funny. 15 years ago, I wore Levi's jeans, drove a beat-up VW, and was madly in love with a girl named Monica. Now, I drive this Porsche. I've completely lost track of Monica, but still wear Levi's blue jeans. Only now they're called two-horse brand jeans from Levi's for Men. And the difference is they're cut with a skosh more room in the seat and thigh for the fit a man needs. Beyond that, well, you can't see them here, but they're pure Levi's jeans. Double-stitch seams, copper-riveted pockets, authentic indigo-dyed cotton denim. They've even got the famous two-horse patch and real leather on the back. Anyway, you'll find two-horse jeans from Levi's for Men in the men's department. They're pre-washed, pressed, and look just right in the Porsche. Check out two-horse brand jeans from Levi's for Men. Yeah, oh, and if anyone sees Monica, tell her Dave's done all right.